This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته brothers and sisters and friends and welcome to the sixth episode of our Dhul Hijjah series The Shepherd's Way. And the sixth timeless leadership lesson is relevance is excellence. In other words, be wise. Be people of wisdom. And in a nutshell, brothers and sisters, wisdom is applying your knowledge and experience in a relevant way. As Professor John Vivaki says, relevance realization, right? Making your knowledge and your experience relevant. And this is echoed by the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a distinction between wise judgment and knowledge and is linking that to virtue, to people who are good. Allah says in chapter 28 verse 14, we gave him wisdom, or technically wise judgment and knowledge. This is how we reward those who do good. So Allah is making a distinction between wise judgment and knowledge and is linking that to virtue. So from this perspective, we understand that wisdom is making knowledge relevant. And this also makes us understand that knowledge is not enough. Knowledge is not enough, brothers and sisters and friends. And this is echoed in our pious scholastic tradition, brothers and sisters. For instance, Abu Nu'aym reported, a man said to Al-Fudayl, may Allah have mercy on him, the scholars are many. In other words, the people of knowledge are many. And Al-Fudayl said, but those with wisdom are few. So you may be scholastic, and I'm not even talking from an Islamic perspective. You could be scholastic from a leadership perspective. You may think you have all the knowledge necessary to lead, but you may not lead effectively because you can't make that knowledge relevant. You don't have the wisdom. And this is why wisdom from this perspective is applying your knowledge and experience in a relevant way. You act in the right way, at the right time, in the right context. As Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said, wisdom is to act as one should, in the manner that one should, in the time that one should. So how do you develop wisdom, brothers and sisters and friends? Well, let's look at the wise words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said in a hadith narrated by Tirmidhi, and this is a sahih, authentic hadith, that there is no wisdom unless one has experience. Think about that. There is no wisdom unless one has experience. Now there is a wisdom in this as well. Because when you're experiencing things, you're experiencing the application of knowledge. And it's becoming real, it's becoming relevant. And you could absorb and internalize that to apply knowledge in a relevant way for future similar experiences. Also, to motivate us to be people of wisdom, we must understand that there is a virtue in being wise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, there is no envy but in two cases. A man whom Allah has given wealth and he spends it rightly, and a man whom Allah has given wisdom and he judges and teaches with it. Another way to acquire wisdom, brothers and sisters, is to be humble. And it's quite interesting that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam connected wisdom with experience, because if you're sincere and you truly understand those experiences, they should humble you, because experience should make you more humble. And it's very interesting that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said that verily, if a servant humbles himself for Allah Almighty, he will increase his wisdom. And there's another lesson we learn here from the words of the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is this lesson? That if you are a servant to Allah, if you're in a state of ubudiyyah, servanthood, that you're humbling yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you engage in ibadah, you understand who you really are, and you understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you humble yourself, it's through this humility that you gain wisdom. And this is echoed by the very words of the beloved companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in the context of sharing and defending Islam academically and intellectually, even in the context of your personal life, I think there are a bunch of questions we should ask in order to make our knowledge relevant, brothers and sisters. And this is the power of questioning. And listen to these questions. When you're addressing a matter, or trying to judge a matter, or trying to apply knowledge on a particular matter, or trying to figure out what decisions you must make about a particular issue, think about the following questions. What is the context? What outcome is best? Who are you dealing with? Who are you addressing? What are the benefits? What is the maslaha? What are the harms? What is the mafsada? Are you increasing the maslaha? Are you decreasing the mafsada? Are you increasing the benefits? Are you decreasing the harms? Have you consulted your and other people's experiences? Have you consulted experts? Are you just reacting? Pause and reflect. Are you seeking the goodness in yourself and others? And remember, ask this question: what is most pleasing to Allah? What is most pleasing to Allah? If you ask yourself these questions, whatever experience you have, or knowledge you have about a particular matter, or knowledge that the people you are consulting have, or experience that the people you are consulting have, you'll be able to apply it in the most correct way, brothers and sisters. And we see wisdom in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In actual fact, Imam Shafi'i, the famous scholar of Islam, he defined the sunnah as hikmah. From a point of view of exegesis, tafsir, explaining the Quran. When the Quran refers to hikmah, it refers to the prophetic teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we see the prophetic teachings, we see the knowledge of the Quran, we see ilm applied in the most relevant way. Acting in the right way, in the right manner, in the right context, and in the right time. And there are many instances in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you remember the famous story of a young man coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and saying, you know, allow me to commit zina. How did he respond? Did he just say, this is haram? That's ilm, that's abstract knowledge. He could have said, Allah says it's haram. Allah says it's forbidden. But how did he address him? He addressed him in the right way, in the right context. And we know what he said. Essentially, he said, well, if I allow you to do this, what about your mother and your sister? Shall we allow it for your mother and your sister? And this wisdom, this way of being, this ability to take ilm, knowledge, and apply it in the most relevant way, touched the young man, and he understood what was the right thing to do and the right way to act. So brothers and sisters, make your knowledge relevant. Understand the context. Understand who you're engaging with. Understand the situation. Make your knowledge relevant, brothers and sisters. Be people of wisdom. And once you're a person of wisdom, you're able to make the right decisions. If you're able to make the right decisions, you can solve problems. And a key part of leadership is solving problems, so you can execute your strategy in order for your vision to become a reality. So this is the end of the sixth episode, brothers and sisters. And to remind you, we are experiencing the blessed days of Dhul-Hijjah, where good deeds performed during these days are more rewardable than good deeds performed during the days of Ramadan. So please help us be people of wisdom. In actual fact, sapience means wise, wisdom, insight, basira, insight, deep, profound insight. So help us be people of sapience, people of wisdom, in order to defend and share Islam academically and intellectually, and to develop others to do so the same. And the way to support us, brothers and sisters, and to gain immense reward, is by clicking the button or the link below and donating generously. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.